Well, that's better, we're away from the traffic. Well, good morning, Audio Boots. Adrian at Turbo Stream. It's a continuation of a walk I'm taking this morning down through Selly Oak. I really wanted to respond to a boo. Oh, I feel sorry, I'm not a Stay Like Gambler. Get an audio boo. And he was inspired by a tweet from Paul O'Mahony, who's at O'Mahony Blog over there in Cork. And the tweet went something like, what's your favourite method of liking either a tweet or a boo or a G1 Plus? I haven't seen the tweet, but I think it generally goes along the lines of when you're on social media and you like a post or your favourite's a post or your G Plus or you plus wanna post on Google Plus, what's your favourite? Well, I haven't really got a favourite. I mean, for me, on Twitter, the favourite button was merely a way of, an easy way. Excuse me, I was just blowing my nose. Yeah, it was an easy way of saving a tweet in my timeline that I can possibly refer back to. And it also acts as a bit of feedback for the person who's done the tweet. So you do a tweet and somebody favourites it. That's how that worked out, did I? And it, I guess it means that they've actually read it and they want to save it for future reference. Or they like what's contained in the tweet. So for me, in Twitter, that's what I use it for. And I think the retweet button, if you do like a tweet and you decide you want to share it to everybody else in your timeline, then you can always use the retweet button. I don't retweet that often because I usually forget. So I'm there just walking next to a small stream. It's a place where I used to come as a small boy. We're just on the side of the new Selly Oak Relief Road. I'm not sure. I think it is a small river. I'm not sure it's the Rye, River Rye, that goes through the centre of Birmingham. I'm not sure where that eventually ends up. I'll have to get the sea at some point. So just need a small weir. Yeah, so on Google Plus, I tend to plus one if I like a post. And on Audio Boo, I think with the like button on Audio Boo, I tend to do that if maybe I've been mentioned in an Audio Boo, then I'll like it. Really, just to prove that I have listened to it and I've acknowledged the fact that I've maybe had a mention or I've been referred to in a boo. And as Phil says, if you receive a comment, that's the icing on the cake for me. If somebody takes the time to go to the browser, log into their account, and spend 2 or 3 minutes crafting a reply, I think to me that's really, really nice of somebody to go out of the way to actually do that. And it proves we all are a community. And the same with them personal messages and audio boo. Those are always wonderful to receive, whether expected or not. So I think social media, I think these little buttons do make the difference. It's so easy just to read somebody's tweet or a Google Plus posting, or maybe listen to an audio boo and then just pass it by, and it's part of the social media stream. I think it's nice to put something back. So that's what I use it for, really. It's just a more of an acknowledgement that I have actually listened to the boo. Sometimes I don't, depends. Sometimes it's just a general boo and it doesn't need to be acknowledged. Sometimes it does, just depends on the content. So I'm now standing right next to the New Silly Out Relief Road, so I think I'm going to end it there. It's going to get very noisy. So that's just my few thoughts on social media, the like buttons, favourite buttons, etc. So once again, thanks for listening. And we'll speak to you all soon.